The following is another KKPR sports presentation. 98.9 The Vibe presents high school basketball. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by The Vibe Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone, from Amherst. The high school basketball postseason continues on The Vibe 98.9 and the World Wide Web at newschannelnebraska.com. A sub-district that was loaded with talent last year, loaded with talent again this year, and a game that has been highly anticipated since the beginning of the year. Two teams with a combined record of 45 wins and two losses, ranked number one and number three, with Freeman in between them in the Omaha World Herald rankings coming into the postseason. It's the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, actually ranked number one, but their wild card points were not high enough. Amherst were. They are ranked number three at 22-1, and they are the hosts. On Tuesday night, Amherst had their hands full, beating Grand Island Central Catholic in a rematch of last year's state semifinal contest. 45-40 that was not put away until the final 30 seconds of the basketball game. It was a little different story for Donovan Trumbull. After a two-point lead in the first quarter, they were able to knock down 15 three-pointers in the basketball game and go on and post the win over Nebraska Christian on Tuesday night, putting up 79 points to 52 for Nebraska Christian. Over the last few weeks, kind of since the end of the conference tournament, starting with that SEM game, the offensive average has gone down for Amherst. While you look at Donovan Trumbull kind of starting in that conference tournament game, their offensive average has gone up. That loss to Holdridge is the only blip on the radar, and that was the game immediately coming out of the highly anticipated Central City win in the conference championship game. For Amherst, their only loss this year came in the championship game of their own holiday tournament to York, a team playing in the district championship game tomorrow night, and has been around number 5 to number 7 in Class B most of the season. This should be a great one. Last year, these teams did not play in the sub-district. It was Grand Island Central Catholic. They did play in the sub-district, and Amherst beat Donovan Trumbull 45-35, but Amherst, Donovan Trumbull, and Grand Island Central Catholic all ended up going to the state basketball tournament, with Central Catholic beating Amherst in the semifinals after knocking out Donovan Trumbull and then, of course, falling by a point in the state championship game. Also getting underway on ESPN Tri-Cities, which is 92.1 or 92.7 FM, 1460, 1550 AM, from Wood River, it is the Adams Central Patriots and the Kearney Catholic Stars. They played in the final game of the regular season Friday. Kearney Catholic won that 46-42, but Adams Central shot lights out with 71 points in the win over Minden on Tuesday night. And then later tonight on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM, 104.1 FM in Hastings, it'll be St. Cecilia and Thayer Central playing down at Alma. We'll have more on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show from Amherst in just a moment.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team. team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Well, there are a lot of times where you would say a game like this would be the game in the state tonight. It isn't. It is one of the games in the state. Almost every class, C1, 2, D1, 2, have two of their top three teams facing off in a sub-district. They're either 1-2 in the wild card points, or they're right there in the rankings, according to the Omaha World Herald. And C1, number one, Wahoo, is playing defending state champion and third-ranked Ashland Greenwood. Then here is our matchup in C2 between number one Donovan Trumbull and number three Amherst. In D1, number one North Platte St. Pat's is hosting number two Maywood Hayes Center. And in D2, Parkview Christian ranked number one of the defending champ, taking on number three Osceola. All of the sub-districts scheduled for tonight, but because of the snowstorm that happened in northern and northeast Nebraska, there are a handful of games that had to be postponed tonight. So the NSAA has told schools that they cannot play on Saturday. They have been given the options to pick Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday, but with games being Friday night, it would be impossible to turn around again and get it logistically planned for Saturday. So the winner, and again, it doesn't matter. Both these teams are going to play again. It just depends whether it's Monday or Tuesday. Some of the teams that they might play, St. Cecilia, the Hershey Highline winner in districts, and the Oakland Craig Omaha Nation winner in districts. And if Amherst draws Omaha Nation or Oakland Craig, that looks like that would be a neutral site game. Anybody else, of course, Hershey Highline, Hastings, St. Cecilia falls in that 180-mile radius and will be just fine. All right, let's take a look at our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Donovan Trumbull comes in 100% into tonight's game, but as the Amherst Bronco fans know, one of their seniors and first guys off the bench, Keegan Killen, broke a bone in his ankle and has been out. They hope that he would be ready to go for the state tournament. Won't play tonight, wouldn't be able to go like next Monday or Tuesday, but state is 2 weeks away. And so as he walks onto the floor right now, as we're talking about it, with that right foot and ankle in a boot, he will not be able to play. And that's our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. It is Amherst and Donovan Trumbull for the C29 District Championship. Starting lineups are coming up.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
And now the starting lineup for tonight's C29 District Sub-District Championship game. Starting with the number one ranked Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, coached by Kellen Burr, coming with a record of 23-1 on the season. They'll start the fabulous freshman, number 0, 6'1", Jack Poppy. He leads the team in scoring at 14 points a game. Number 2, 5'7", junior, is Caden Dedimore, 8.5 points, 3 rebounds. Poppy gets you 6 rebounds a game. Number 11, 6'4" junior is Jake Collinson. 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 22, 5'10" sophomore is Tyson Bennett. Just under 10 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. And number 44, 6'2" junior is Jaden Williams. 11 points, 6 rebounds a game. The head coach of the Cardinals is Kellen Burr, assisted by Jeff Barnes, Ben Gehring, and Ben Turner, 23-1, ranked number one. For the Broncos of Amherst, they have stayed with the same starting lineup. Number one, 5'10" junior Austin Adelum. 10 points, a three-point threat at any time, only about a rebound a game. He doesn't get in and mix it up very often, maybe gets a long rebound off a missed three. Number three, 6 foot senior Nolan Elo. 14 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Number 11, 6'3" junior is Carter Riesland. 6.5 points and 6 rebounds a game. Number 21, 6'2" senior is Scout Simmons. 9 points, 5 boards a game. And number 23, 6'3" junior is Tage Hadwiger. He's the leading scorer at 14.5 points and the leading rebounder at just under 8 per ball game. The head coach of the Broncos is Eric Rippon, assisted by Jalen Heiser, Nate Lother, and Les Adelung. The Broncos are 22-1 on the season, ranked third in the Omaha World Herald. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It is two of the top teams in the state of Nebraska in Class C2. And when you look at this, talking with the coaches before the game, they figure about the only thing this would do is maybe flip who's number two and who's number three in the wild card standings. Either stay with the way it is or flip it back. And that means potentially we could see a rematch in the state semifinals. So we got to get there first. Each team's got to win next week and get out of that quarterfinal of the state tournament. But it should be a dandy as the buzzer goes off here for the introductions at Amherst High School. We will take a break and be back with more in a moment here on The Vibe 98.9.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as the leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Halftime score already in tonight. Cozad and Holdridge are tied at 27. A handful going at 6:30. A handful more at 7 o'clock, and we will keep you up to date. There's a heck of a one going up in the north part of the state. Santee and Stewart are tied at 71 apiece in the fourth quarter. Of course, Santee getting a lot of public cover this last week for the season that they have had. At the end of the first quarter, McCook leading Northwest by a score of 10-8 in boys action. They've actually dropped down a video screen here. They don't have a video board, but they've dropped down a screen to play a little pregame. And, of course, once the computer freezes up, it doesn't become as highlighted. But they've got that going on here at Amherst, and that is the buzz that you do hear in the background. Should be some great basketball tonight, and we are looking forward to bring it all to you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Donovan, and the World Wide Web at newschannelnebraska.com. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer.
Aloe is turning 20 this year, and we plan to celebrate all year long. Since 2003, Aloe has vowed to put customers first and deliver a drastically different experience. No matter where you live, work, or play, we believe you deserve an affordable, secure, and reliable connection. We're proud to have served our businesses and residents with seriously fast fiber optic service for 2 decades. Thank you for trusting Aloe as your local internet, phone, and TV provider. Follow us on social media to know about the 20th anniversary celebrations in all our Aloe communities.
Tim O'Day and the crew have the basketball refereeing chores tonight. I would not say it was a fire marshal game just yet, but there aren't many seats left here in the gymnasium. Donovan Trumbull in their black uniforms in red with the white uniforms in red for Tage Hadwiger, jumping center against Jake Collison. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled here by the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, and Poppy goes to work immediately. In the lane, turns and kicks it back out to Bennett against the man-to-man. Dishes it underneath the hoop. The short little layup will not go. Fight for the rebound off the miss there from Williams, and it's going to be saved by Riesland, and they'll run out to the other end. Carter gets up off the deck, driving in. Adelung into the corner. A three, Elo to start the game will not go. Rebound put back up and in, though, by Riesland. Carter Riesland, two boards early on, and Amherst is up by a score of 2-0. And if they play the pace they want, this game could be in the 70s easily tonight for these two ball clubs. They lob it down to Williams. Williams with the ball fake. Up over Riesland. Riesland got a finger on it. He got just enough of a finger on it to block it. Up ahead, Elo. He tried to dunk it, and he wasn't close. Rebound brought down by Jake Collinson. Fast break, Poppy. Poppy into the lane. He was really trying to get the crowd going. Just didn't get the springs that time, and we know he can jump. Here's Poppy looking at a three, ball fake into the lane, and he is going to get charged. And who took the charge? Carter Riesland. In 1:09, he's got 2 rebounds, a bucket, a block, and he's taken a charge. Wow, what a start. Jack Poppy with the first foul of the ball game. Again, it was a bang, bang underneath. Wouldn't have been surprised either way that that call went. So now a little pressure on the ball. Scout Simmons will bring it up here for Amherst. Poppy on him. Makes him go with the left into the crossover. He's got to be careful. Doesn't want to reach in and get a cheap second one this early in the ball game. Man-to-man defense both ways. Top of the key with it is Hadwiger. Swings it over to Elo. Both teams like to shoot the three. They'll lob it into Hadwiger on Williams. Dropped it. Tripped. Stepped on a foot. And out of bounds it goes. Once he dropped the ball, he stepped on the foot of the Donovan Trumbull defender and fell down. And that'll be the first turnover of the basketball game. So we're just underway, 90 seconds in on an offensive putback. It is 2-0 in favor of Amherst here at home. Poppy, top of the circle. Elo draws him defensively. Tries to work off a ball screen. Kicks it over the left wing to Dedamore. Dedamore into the paint. Got around Simmons. Lays it up off the glass and good. Caden Dedamore ties the ball game here at 2. Both teams get the ball in quickly up the floor. Hadwiger off of a ball screen from Adelung. Gets into the paint. Back door to Riesland. Right underneath the hoop. Off the window and in. Carter Riesland off the assist from Tage Hadwiger. And it's 4-2. Great atmosphere. What postseason is all about. Now bringing it up the floor. Dedamore all the way to the corner. Kicks it back out to Bennett. Bennett to the top of the circle. Rotate it weak side here. Poppy. Want to make him go left hand. He'll come up to the top of the circle and get it. Off the screen, Bennett in the paint, lowers a shoulder, tries to make some room, can't, kicks it out for a three. Dedamore, it's no good. Both teams have missed their first three. Riesland rips down their rebound. Up ahead, Adelung, pull up three, good. Austin Adelung shoots threes, and we've got a timeout by Donovan Trumbull. 5:26 to go here in the first quarter of play. The Cardinals have not trailed much this year. They do right now. It's Amherst 7, Donovan Trumbull 2. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Cardinals.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings. Your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Vibe for our postseason basketball brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions for innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help you lead the field this season and beyond. Out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout, they're going to go get Parker Volk and bring him into the basketball game, the 6'4 freshman. And the bounce pass, we're going to see a kick. Out of bounds it goes. 7-2 Amherst. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. It's been the Carter Riesland show so far. And Donovan Trumbull will just throw it out towards center court to Caden Dedamore. Getting the breather is Collinson for Volt coming in. Up top to Bennett. And again, will Donovan Trumbull's depth be big as this game moves on? Amherst not with the injury now to Keegan Killen. Can't go much more than six deep. Riesland knocked it away, but Williams scraps along, and Donovan Trumbull keeps it into the hands of Dedamore. He drives right side of the key, draws some contact, and they're going to say maybe a foul before the shot attempt. Tim O'Day and his son doing officiating here. The foul will be called on Scout Simmons. First foul on Amherst. Inbounds pass comes into the right-hand corner to Volk. Trying to set up a screen for Volk. They got it to him underneath. Layup good. Parker Volk, his first shot attempt, goes right through, and it's 7-4. Hadwiger up the floor. He's hungry for a shot, but dishes it underneath to Riesland. Reverse layup, hit the rim. Foul going to be called on Parker Volk. That's the second time they've set up that play. First foul on Volk, and first free throws of the ball game coming up for Carter Riesland. And the first free throw on the way, and it's good. Riesland averages about 6.5 points a game, and he's already got 5. Substitution now for Donovan Trumbull as Bennett slides out, and they'll bring Collison back in. Second free throw, Riesland around and out, no good, and Parker Volk will bring down the rebound. Outlet pass on the left wing, they'll get it to Dedamore. Dedamore hustles it across the timeline into the corner. Back to Dedamore, runs right into a double team, dropped the ball, it's loose on the floor, we're going to have a scramble for it, and eventually Elo's just going to ball up, and I don't think they're going to get a timeout. Coach Eric Rippon was yelling for the timeout, but the possession was all the way on the other side of the floor, and couldn't tell if he had possession of it or not. Amherst does get the ball, though, on the tie-up, first turnover of the game for Donovan Trumbull. But talking about Parker Volk, he averages just under 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. That's a heck of a weapon that Coach Burr has to bring off the bench. So kind of trotting the ball up the floor here is going to be Scout Simmons. Top of the key with his back to the basket is going to be Hadwiger. Swings it over on the left wing to Elo. Pick and roll, gets it to Hadwiger, knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It will be Amherst basketball. Other scores for you early on this night. Columbus SCOTUS is tied 26-all. McCool Junction trailing BDS 22-19 at the half. Here's Hadwiger trying to make some room. Bumps into Williams. Five-footer good. And Hadwiger will have his first bucket of the ball game. A six-point lead now for Amherst. 10-4, 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. In the left-hand corner, Volk steps behind the arc. Off the screen, he'll get it up top to Collinson, who hands it off to Bennett. Lob it underneath. No backside help, and the shot is good by Jaden Williams. Backside help was actually just late getting there, and Williams is able to get his first bucket of the ball game. 10-6 Amherst. Hadwiger, crossover, takes it at Williams, cuts him off about 8 feet away, kicks it back out to Simmons. Looking inside for Hadwiger and has to skip it over to Elo. Open three on the way, and it's off the iron, no good. High in the air, rebound. It's Hadwiger to get an offensive board. Second chance opportunity for Amherst. They kill teams with this. Here's the drive. Back out Elo. They're going to move it around quickly. Adelung actually passed up a jumper. Good defense here by Donovan Trumbull. On the recovery off the offensive board. Elo right side of the lane. Down to the block. Pump fake underneath. Poppy missed it. Got his own rebound. Back up. And before he can get a shot away, a foul is going to be called. He actually elevated over the defensive player who pretty much had him boxed out. It was not an over the back. There was a lot of gap there. He just happened to get the ball pop out to him. And Tyson Bennett called for the foul. His first and the team's third. And now Williams is going to come out. Dedamore is going to come in. That takes a big man out for a guard here for Donovan Trumbull. So Volk will be on Tage Hadwiger, freshman against junior. They'll lob it up to Tage at the top of the circle. To the right elbow, off the ball screen to Adelung. Ball popped out of his hands, but he got it back. Now Tage from way downtown, and it's no good. Defensive board. brought down by Jack Poppy, kind of all by himself. He'll head up to Volk. Volk, great move, and a foul going to be called. He left Elo in his dust down here in the corner. Another foul before the shot. And Nolan Elo evidently grabbed him on the way by. David City and SCOTUS, by the way, I think we told you that, tied at 26. Wahoo leading defending state champion Ashland Greenwood 31-14 at the half. Boys Town leads Concordia 27-22 at the half. Here it is 10-6 in favor of Amherst. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Off the screens, Poppy looking for his first bucket. The three is good. That's NBA stuff there. He came off the screen, barely got squared up, and buried his first bucket of the ball game. And it's a one-point contest, 10-9. From the left corner to the right corner into the ball game is Riley Fisher. Fisher gives it off here to Reeson at the three-point line. Back to Fisher to the baseline. Goes up, hand on the ball, shot no good. Reeson the rebound, kicks it out for a three, and Nolan Elo drops a three ball. And Elo with his first bucket of the ball game on the offensive rebound by Carter Reeson. Four boards, 5 points, one block for Riesland already. Top of the circle with it, Bennett trying to answer. He dribbles into trouble, and a block shot takeaway by Riley Fisher. Donovan wanted to travel. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Amherst before they turn the basketball over. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Each team has used one here in the first quarter. 1:46 to go in the first. Amherst has the ball in a 13-9 lead over Donovan Trumbull. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at friesenford.com.
High school basketball here on The Vibe 98.9, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. 1:46 to go in quarter number one. Amherst has the ball and a 13-9 lead over Donovan Trumbull. Santee and Stewart are going to a second overtime, tied at 79. Here on the right elbow with it is Carter Riesland. Looks inside to get it to Hadwiger. Williams knocked it away. It's in the air. They're fighting for it, and it's going to be a turnover. Coming away with it is Caden Dedimore. Second turnover, Amherst. Up to Poppy. To the left block. Got behind the backboard. Kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Collison hit it. Oh, what a great job. He ball faked, and the defender went flying right by him. And it's a one-point game, 13-12. You got kids out here that know how to play the game, or at least it looks like it. Left elbow with it is Hadwiger. He's going to dribble out to the three-point line in the corner. Ooh, thought they were going to find Elo, but he gets it back out top. Off the switch, Hadwiger working on Collinson. Takes him to the basket. Ooh, a block shot. They can't call that on Jaden Williams. Oh, that was a clean block. Oh, and they call the foul on Jaden Williams. That looked great from here. Oh, my. The first foul on Jaden Williams. And Tage Hadwiger is going to go to the line and shoot two. Free throw is on the way, and it is in. 3 points for Tage. 14-12. Maywood Hayes Center, North Platte, St. Pat's getting ready to tip at the half. McCook leads Northwest 28-19. Second free throw, Hadwiger. It is up, and it is good. 15-12. We're down to 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter with the lead belonging to Amherst. But a three would tie this. With it is Dedimore. Lobs it inside Williams. He'll have his shot blocked. Got it back and scored. It was Carter Riesland to block it, but Williams had it blocked right back into his hands, and he lays it up for his second bucket. Fast break the other way. Adelung dribbled him off his leg. Turnover. Outlet pass into the front court. Riley Fisher hustles to knock it away. It'll be out of bounds to Donovan Trumbull, but what hustle by Riley Fisher, a senior that comes off the bench. You think this game doesn't matter? It'll be Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop. Get it into Volk, looking to reverse it over to Poppy. He's got it in the right wing. Staying with him is going to be Fisher. Tough assignment here for Riley. And Poppy, a step back three. This one's all the way down and out. No good. Scout Simmons gets the rebound. We're down to 12 seconds. That doesn't mean anything. That means shoot the ball. And Adelung, the three in the corner, is no good. Rebound brought down by Williams. 5 seconds to go. Williams, top of the key, three. And it's going to be off the rim. No good. And that is the end of a very entertaining first quarter of play. It's number three Amherst leading number one Donovan Trumbull, 15-14. After one quarter, here on the Vibe.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer's always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
Being a part of the community has always meant something special to us here at MNB Bank. We enjoy supporting our local youth as they embark on their athletic journey. Best of luck to our Donovan Trumbull athletes this postseason. MNB Bank, always here when you need us. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to the Kearney Towing & Repair broadcast booth here in Amherst, bringing you tonight's C29 Boys District Basketball Championship game. While Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home, don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing & Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. It'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball to start the second quarter of play. Little pick and roll to Poppy. Didn't have a very good look at it. Shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Scout Simmons. He'll hustle up the floor, get by the defender, stop underneath. There's Hadwiger, pump fake, got fouled, put it up and in. They doubled Scout. That left Hadwiger open, and he's got a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. We'll give you some numbers here for both teams out of the first quarter. Tell you the fouls on Jake Collinson. Parker Volk's going to come right back in for Jake. For Amherst, 6 points now for Hadwiger, 5 for Carter Riesland, who also had 4 rebounds and 2 blocks. 2 for 6 from three-point land for Amherst. 2 for 5 for Donovan Trumbull. The free throw is good. That makes Amherst 4 of 5 at the line. Donovan Trumbull's yet to shoot one. Jaden Williams with 2 buckets. He has 4 points. 3 turnovers Amherst. 2 on Donovan Trumbull. 18-14. The biggest lead is Amherst by 6 at 10-4. Donovan Trumbull is yet to lead. Williams on the block. Give and go underneath Dedamore. And he's able to get Hadwiger to bite. Foul on Tage. Eric Rippin says that will be one of the big keys tonight. And we talked about it earlier this week, foul trouble. Without having as much depth, especially at the post, got to be able to keep Tage Hadwiger and Scout Simmons on the floor here. But especially Tage, your leading scorer and rebounder. First free throw, Dedamore, good. So the Cardinals hit their first charity shot of the ball game. And the second free throw on the way, and it bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Simmons. Now Amherst is controlling the glass. They had doubled up 8-4 after the first quarter. 18-15 Amherst. Oh, some miscommunication. Back cut. Faked it. Wasn't there. Picked off by Dedamore. 3-on-3. Gives it off in the corner to Poppy. Uses the screen. Comes to the left elbow and then gets rid of it to Tyson Bennett. They'll set up the half court. Poppy got off the screen again. Dumps it into the corner. Dropped and grabbed by Dedamore. Did a good job to save it to Williams. Backs in on Riesland. Kicks it out on the wing. Driving in is Dedamore. But into the land of the pine trees, has to kick it out. And Bennett's three is over everything. Rebound brought down by Nolan Elo. And up the floor come the Broncos with Simmons giving it off to Elo. Guarded here by Dedamore. Again, both teams man-to-man. Off the screen, Hadwiger. Back out Simmons. Scout for three. It's good. Scout Simmons with his first bucket of the ball game. And that makes it 21-15. The lead back out to 6 here for Amherst. 6.5 to go in quarter number 2. Ball coming up the top of the circle. See if they can get Poppy involved again. He has just the 1 bucket. Really hadn't shot it much. Just a couple, 3 times. Williams backing in on Riesland. Got him in the air. Sets on a rim. No. Riesland pulls down the rebound. Then his outlet pass is picked off. 4th turnover Amherst. Then Poppy tries to get it down low to Volk. Does and dribbles out of there. They'll reset it. Get it back out here to half court. Into the hands of Tyson Bennett. Over to Williams, outside the arc, guarded by Simmons, brings him to the free throw line. Hammer's doing a great job of covering the back cuts, and here's a reach-in foul on Scout Simmons, trying to deny the entry pass to Jaden Williams. That'll be the second foul on Scout Simmons, and the fourth overall. Again, our other radio games tonight, Adams Central Kearney Catholic on ESPN Tri-Cities underway. Tip it off at 7, St. Cecilia Thayer Central on KHAS Radio. All right, we're back to action here with a 21-15 lead for Amherst. Donovan Trumbull forcing the shot. Dedimore tried to take it at Simmons and get him another foul. No good. Rebound out the other way. I think that was Adelung, and the ball tipped away and out of bounds. Amherst fans didn't like that. That'll have to go down as a Bronco turnover. Our high school basketball brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Walking the ball across the timeline is Dedimore. Amherst doesn't want to pressure. Backdoor cut that time. It's open. Poppy on a perfect pass from Dedimore. And Jack with his second bucket of the ball game. 5 points for Poppy. 21-17. Amherst with the lead. Lincoln Lutheran leading Lincoln Christian after one quarter. 13-5. Sub-districts across the state tonight. Hadwiger, one dribble, stops at the left elbow, looks for the back cut. Simmons is there, reverse layup, and Poppy's called for the foul as he swatted it off the glass. And that'll be the second foul on Poppy. At the line will be Scout Simmons to shoot two. Just made a three, and will shoot his first free throws of the game. It's up, it's in. So Amherst right now a 5-point lead, and basically you can say that's because of the free throws. Donovan has made one free throw. Amherst has made five of them, and they've got a chance here to make another one. And they do. So Simmons with five in a row here for Amherst. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 23-17, Broncos leading Donovan Trumbull. Volk top of the circle, giving him room is Hadwiger. Gives it to Poppy, back to Volk, the two freshmen. Hands it off here to Dedimore. Off the ball screen, saw some room, but kicked it back out on the left wing to Jake Collison. Trying to get open Williams. They lob it into him. He's open. He's fouled by Riesland. That was a no-doubter as he lands on the ground. Carter Riesland will be called for his first foul. No backside help. It's a heck of a battle, and when you see a little room in the lane, they lob it in there. And two free throws for Jaden. He's got a couple of buckets in the ball game. Makes his first trip to the line. Takes a couple of dribbles and puts it up and in. Our high school basketball here on the Vibe 98.9, brought to you by Florang Chiropractic and Wellness, proud supporter of high school sports, the Tri-City's only board-certified sports chiropractor. They're located in Kearney, FlorangChiropractic.com. Second free throw, Williams, is also good. So he's got six, 23-19 in favor of Amherst. In other action, it is Santee falling in double overtime, 91-87. Adelung for three, and it bounces off the rim three times and in. Second three of the ball game for Austin Adelung, and the largest lead so far this evening for Amherst at 7 points. Wahoo leads Ashland Greenwood after three, 38-21. Cozad leading Holdridge, 41-38 at the end of three. Here's a three in the corner for Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be no good by Collinson. It falls into the hands of Austin Adelung. And up the floor, Amherst a chance to put some distance between themselves and Tage Hadwiger with a push-off. They're going to call it for the offensive foul. That'll be his second personal foul. They should have called him for a carry. They should have called him for carry in the basketball. Then we wouldn't have had the foul. But either way, that ball belongs to Donovan Trumbull. Stewart 91, Santee 87, double overtime. McCool Junction leading BDS after three, 38-34. Here it is underneath Bennett. Bennett got it free and put it up and in for his first bucket of the ball game. 26-21, and a hotly contested C29 final between the number one and three teams in the state. Hadwiger spins in, kicks it out. Elo for the three. It's off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Riesland. He can't get it to go. Jaden Williams will bring it down. And here comes Donovan Trumbull. A chance to make it a one-possession game here. Poppy, top of the circle, left of the key, kicks it into the corner for Collinson. Back on the baseline to Volk. Parker hasn't scored more than one bucket. They haven't looked to him much. Get the ball back to Poppy, who hands it off over line in the right-hand corner. Here's Volk up top to Bennett, guarded by Adelung. Crossover dribble, almost lost it. Got it back into the corner to Williams. Jaden gets it down low, and the ball swatted out of there as Collinson went in, and Hadwiger throws it into the seats. That'll be the fourth block shot of the game for Amherst. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, other scores from around the area, and we'll talk about what we've got coming up with the girls tomorrow and more boys Saturday. Inbounds pass comes to Dedamore. Keep it on the left side. Drop it into the corner to Williams. Guarded by Riesland. Back to Williams. He's got an open three, so he shoots it and hits it. Jaden Williams leads the team with 9 points, and it's a two-point game. It had, for a moment there, a chance to go to 9 or 10. Now we're down to 2. Off the screen. Simmons up top. Back of the ball game, Riley Fisher. Hadwiger has taken a breather with those two fouls. Simmons is out there with 2. High post, Riesland. Adelung's wide open in the other corner. Riley Fisher starts to drive, then throws it out top to Elo. Inside, the ball knocked away by Volk, and it's turned over. 6th turnover for the Broncos. Down the middle of the floor, Bennett swings it off on the left side. Dedamore comes to a jump stop, knocked out of his hands. Oh, they're going to give the ball to Amherst. Elo knocked the ball out of the hands of Caden Dedamore. And the official said that it deflected off of Dedamore. That'll be the 4th turnover for Donovan Trumbull. 2 minutes to go in the first half. It's been a while since Amherst has scored. They cling to a 26-24 lead as the band up in the wrestling deck hanging over the railing watching this ball game. Skip pass Adelung. A little too deep for a three, even for him. So he drives, puts it off the window and in, but I don't think they're going to allow it. I think it's going to be a hand check foul on Dedamore as he ball faked him and went past. And that is exactly the call they're going to make. His first, and that will be the 7th team foul on Donovan Trumbull. So Austin Adelung, who has a couple of threes, will go to the line for the first time for a 1-and-1. And the free throw by Adelung, bouncing around, and it is in. At the end of one, Adams Central leading Kearney Catholic 10-5 on ESPN. Second free throw also good. So Adelung hits them both, and it's a 4-point cushion. 28-24, Amherst leading number one, Donovan Trumbull. Poppy works it to the left elbow, hands it off for Collinson to Dedamore. Good switch here by Amherst defense. That's what a lot of this game is about tonight. Elo went for the steal, didn't get it. Poppy brings it over to the right wing. Kicks it back out top. Crossover dribble here by Bennett. Bennett back up top, Dedamore. Williams comes outside the arc, fakes the three, starts to move, kicks it in the corner. Bennett for 3. It's no good. And we're going to have a foul over the back on Donovan Trumbull. And Jake Collinson, who got the rebound, going to be called over the back. And we will walk to the other end and shoot a 1-and-1. Reminder that our ESPN Tri-City Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet. Donovan Kellen Burr is pretty heated right now. And now backs off. You don't see either one of these coaches get too over the top. Riley Fisher buries the first one. Again, our ESPN Tri-City's Athlete of the Month brought to you by B&B Carpet. And Donovan, one boy and one girl winner each month. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com to nominate your athlete. Hannah Herrick right here at Amherst. Carter Erickson at Elm Creek are our current winners. And Fisher hits both free throws. And that'll make it 30-24 with a minute 10 to go here in the first half in favor of Amherst. Working it to the right side, Caden Dedamore gives it off to Bennett. Back to Dedamore. Oh, he got Adelung in the air, and Adelung landed on him. He didn't take the shot, though, which would have given him 3 free throws. And so to the line after the first foul of the game on Austin Adelung will be Caden Dedamore. He's 1 of 2. And we'll shoot the 1-and-1. Free throw up and in, all net. They mean a little more starting tonight. Again, the big side story is no matter what happens in this game, both teams will advance to a district final. They're setting 2 and 3 in the wild card points. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. A chance that there could be a rematch in the state semifinals. 30 to 26, a minute to go in the second quarter. The hometown Amherst Broncos with the lead. Against that tight man-to-man, Nolan Elo picked up here by Dedamore. Off the screen, Hadwiger back in there. They got to be really careful that nobody gets a third foul either way here. To Riesland, he's at the three-point arc, and back out to center circle. Simmons back to Riesland. They'll reset it here. A heck of a chess match. Off the screen, Elo steps back, doesn't take it. Reverses it into the left-hand corner. Simmons tries to force it inside Riesland. Knocked away, Dedamore. Picked up by Elo. Amherst will maintain possession. We're down to 22 seconds, and now I think Eric Rippon says hold it. That's something they're not used to doing. And so it looks like Amherst will play for the last shot. At the end of the third, McCook 35, Northwest Boys 25. And Boys Town leading Concordia 38-26. 8 seconds, Hadwiger between the circles. The screen from Adelung, right side of the lane. The lean and a blocking foul. Into the ball game just for these last couple of seconds is Benjamin Van Deest. That's the right call. It would have been a third foul on Hadwiger, but from where I'm sitting, that was an easy call. But right now, I can also understand it seems like a lot of these 50-50s are going Amherst's way. First free throw by Hadwiger is good. They've shot a lot of free throws. That'll be a discussion that continues to go on right now. Kellen Burr is really barking at the younger O'Day. Second free throw coming up for Hadwiger. 3.5 seconds remaining. It's on the way, and it's good. And we'll have a sub here so that they can get a defense set so that Donovan Trumbull doesn't get an easy shot. They're going to try and get it into Poppy, but he's guarded by Nolan Elo. 3.5 to go. They do get it into Poppy off the screen. Jack to half court, lets it go, and it is not good. And that'll bring us to halftime. It's about everything you would hope for in a game between the number 1 and 3 teams here in C2. And the host, Amherst Broncos, leading the number 1 Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at the half by a score of 32-26. 32-26. We will take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
B&B Carpet and Donovan is here to fill all your flooring needs. We have a great B&B family that has many years of experience and will take good care of you through the whole buying and installing process to help give you peace of mind and to make you happy with your entire flooring purchase. Come into B&B and let us help you with your flooring needs.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
And welcome back to Amherst, where the Amherst dance team repeating as the C2 state dance champions in Grand Island this last weekend are performing at halftime, so congratulations. Pretty good winner over here. They're the state champs. The girls are in the district final tomorrow. The boys will be in a district final next week, and they lead Donovan Trumbull here at the half, 32-26. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. find them in the local yellow pages. Again, it's Amherst 32, Donovan Trumbull 26 on ESPN Tri-Cities at the half. It's a low-scoring one. Adams Central 17, Kearney Catholic 11. In that situation, you have to take a look at the winner will move on. The loser will have their season come to an end, and there's a very good chance the winner of that will be either the 15 or the 16 seed and play somebody like Wahoo or Ashland Greenwood coming up next week. So we will see, and those games will be either Monday or Tuesday. All right, what else we got going on? We've got scores from around the area. At the halftime, we've got it for you here at 32-26. Norfolk Catholic leading Lutheran High Northeast 27-16. Bennington and Blair are going down to the wire with 3 minutes to go in a two-point game. McCook was leading Northwest after 35-25 in a third-quarter score. We'll bring you some other scores as they move on. We rattled quite a few of them off to you in the last 5 minutes as well. So that's what we've got. Tomorrow, we've got a lot of girls basketball action for you. Four games to tell you about, including right here on the Vibe 98.9. We will be following the Pleasanton girls to McCool Junction. That is a D2 contest. Pleasanton taking on McCool Junction tomorrow night. Tip off at 6:30 here on the Vibe. For the Amherst game in Stromsburg against Cross County, that will be on ESPN Kearney. That's 92.1 FM, 1460 AM. We will tip that off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Stromsburg. Then in Hastings on KHAS Radio, it will be the Adams Central Patriots taking on Syracuse at 6 o'clock. And on ESPN Hastings, that's 1550 AM and 92.7 FM, St. Cecilia will take on Bancroft Rosalie. Another action tomorrow night, Ord is at North Bend at 6:30 in C1 action. Gothenburg will host Columbus Scotus at 6:30. In other C2 action, Sutton is in West Point to take on Guardian Angels at 7 o'clock. Southern Valley will play Archbishop Bergen in Aurora at 7 o'clock. In D1, Ravenna and South Platte will play in Cozad at 6. Centura will host Nebraska Christian at 7. Alma will host SEM at 6:30. And in D2 action, it'll be Shelton hosting Medicine Valley at 7 o'clock. Overton and Wynot will play in Seward at 6. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Hay Springs will play in Ogallala at 6 o'clock Central Time. 32-26, Amherst leading Donovan Trumbull here at the half. We will take a break and look at the first half numbers right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
I remember vividly when I knew I was going to be a nurse. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died from cancer. And from that point on, I always said, I'm going to be a nurse someday, and I'm going to try and make a difference. My first job was on the oncology unit here at Mary Lanning. And I worked in outpatient surgery, and then I also worked in cardiopulmonary, which is where I am today. I think the thing that I love most about being a nurse, we're in a unique position where we are with people during some of the happiest times of their lives, some of the scariest times, and some of the saddest times. And I just like being able to make a difference. So I can't imagine being anyplace else other than Mary Lanning. I'm Regina Anderson, RN, Manager of Cardiac Diagnostics and Cath Lab at Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
And Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's go ahead now and take a look at the unofficial first half numbers of our basketball game. Starting with Donovan Trumbull, Jack Poppy, 5 points, 1 rebound. Caden Denimore, 5 points. Jack Jake Collinson has hit a three-point bucket and one rebound. Tyson Bennett, 2 points. Parker Volt, 2 points and a rebound. And Jaden Williams leads the way with 9 points and two rebounds. But they're not getting to the boards. They're getting thumped on the boards. And I suppose that's part of the fouls and one of the reasons Coach Burr has been a little upset. 14 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Might be a little low, but I only have Donovan for 5 rebounds. 5 of 6 at the free throw line. They are 3 of 9 from three-point land. No blocks, 4 turnovers. Foul situation, Poppy and Collinson each have 2. For Amherst, Austin Adelung, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Nolan Elo, 1 three-point bucket, 2 rebounds. Riley Fisher, a couple of free throws and a block shot. Carter Riesland, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Scout Simmons, 5 points, 3 rebounds. And Tage Hadwiger, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block shot. 15 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second. At the half, Amherst with 32 points, 15 rebounds. I have them 12 of 13 at the free throw line. 4 of 9 from three-point land, 4 blocks, and 6 turnovers. Foul situation, Simmons and Hadwiger each have 2. At the half, the Amherst Broncos, 32. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, 26. The second half between the number 1 and 3 teams in C2 is coming up next here on The Vibe, 98.9 and NewsChannelNebraska.com.
Being a part of the community has always meant something special to us here at MNB Bank. We enjoy supporting our local youth as they embark on their athletic journey. Best of luck to our Donovan Trumbull athletes this postseason. MNB Bank, always here when you need us. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
All right, we're ready to get the second half underway here on The Vibe, 98.9. Glad to have you along with us as the second half will belong, for a possession anyway, to the Amherst Broncos, leading it 32-26. And they try to lob it inside to Hadwiger. He got it with the right hand, dribbles back in. Williams fell. Williams got back up. Williams tries to block it, and it looks like Williams is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his second, and it occurs on the opening possession of this second half of play. Tage, 5 of 5 at the line, and that is obviously a big number here for these teams. They're both shooting free throws well, and this one is up and in, and he's already into double digits. So 13 of 14 at the line for Amherst, 5 of 6 for Donovan. Second free throw on the way. It's good. Make your free throws. Take care of the basketball. Fundamentals that the coaches preach from the opening day that you touch one. 34-26. That's the largest lead of the game. Dedamore for 3. It's too strong. No good. Rebound pulled down by Riesland. Off to a good start here again for Amherst in the second half. With it is Hadwiger. Stops in the right-hand corner. Williams deflects the pass out of bounds intended for Scout Simmons. Central City leading Aurora at the end of the first quarter. 10-9. A full house at the Bison Dome in Central City. With it is Simmons. All over him is Poppy. He's got to be careful with 2 fouls. Some hand play there off the screen. Williams switches, tips it away, but it goes to Elo. Back out between the circles, they'll swing it over to Adelung. Everybody up high here. They get it to Riesland on the left elbow. Back cutter is covered. Hands it off to Elo. Elo gets tripped up but grabs the basketball. Brings it on the left-hand dribble to the right side of the court and gives it off to Hadwiger. Now Tage has a little room, drives in, layup good. First 4 points of the second half belong to Tage Hadwiger. It's a 10-point lead for Amherst at home, 36-26. As Poppy with it, gets it down low to Williams. Bodied up on Riesland, tries to get him in the air. Scoop shot up and under is good. Williams with 11 for the Cardinals, and he will get the first bucket of the second half here. 90 seconds gone, 36-28. Amherst by 8, Adelung up top to Elo. Off the ball screen, the switch, Poppy's on him. It's all the way out at the free throw, or at the volleyball line. Down low, Hadwiger's got room again. Ball fake, had to let him go, and he scores. Good position on the last two possessions for Tage Hadwiger. He's got the first 6 points of the half and a game high, 15. 38-28, Amherst by 10 again. So Donovan's going to have to start getting some stops. Poppy with it. Off the ball screen, forces his way down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot up. And it won't go, but he draws the foul. And Poppy to the line to shoot two. And it looks like Carter Riesland will get his second personal foul. First foul of the half here on Amherst. We've got an update. Thayer Central leading St. Cecilia at the end of 1-8-4. Free throw is good by Poppy. That's his first free throw attempt in the ball game. And we'll see our first substitution. Here comes Parker Volk. But the freshman wasn't involved, even though he was in a lot in the first half. Not a whole lot of involvement. Second free throw also good. So Poppy hits them both, 38-30. Amherst leads it by 8. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Glenwood, Trumbull. Driving to baseline. Here's Adelin. Got caught. His pass going to be knocked away. The jump pass knocked away. First turnover of the half for either team. Dedemore brings it up. Bounce pass to Volk is at his toe. And they'll give it right back. And you can't blame these teams. That's the way they play. Get the ball and go. But they are such a good matchup against each other that the defenses have been getting back. And again, not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of transition buckets in this basketball game, especially since the first quarter. Had a couple in the first, but they've D'd up since then. Hadwiger will dribble it across. Williams gives him some room into the right-hand corner to Simmons. They try to get it to Elo. Went for the steal. Didn't get it, so Nolan drives in traffic. He hits the deck. The shot's no good. The ball falls down into the hands of Parker Volk. Outlet pass. They're on the run. Fake the three in the corner. Dedemore's trapped underneath. Throws it away. Austin Adelung. Adelung with good baseline defense. Steals the basketball. Now it's three on three the other way. Elo decides to hold off. Give it to Hadwiger. Left baseline. Dishes it off. Riesland. Turnaround jumper off the glass, too strong. Rebound brought down by Tyson Bennett, his first. Outlet pass, Williams already in the front court. He bumps into Riesland, and Riesland with a blocking foul. And that's the third on Carter. Amherst fans don't like it, but Riesland wasn't set. You can tell there's a little fatigue out there, even though we're only 3 minutes into the third quarter. Amherst only with a six-man rotation, with Keegan Killen out with the ankle injury. Only Riley Fisher has come in off the bench. Donovan Trumbull to throw it in. Now, it's not like they've went really deep either. They've been kind of staying with six tonight, with Volk really the only guy coming in. With it is Bennett. Oh, what a crossover. Got by Adelung. The layup good. That doesn't happen to Austin very often. Tyson Bennett was the winner on that man-on-man. And the lead down to six. 38-32. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Amherst with the lead. They've led the entire way. Jumped out 10-4. Drive baseline. Adelung dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. So each team with a couple of turnovers here. Bridgeport 14, Layton 10 at the end of one. Hitchcock County leading Dundee County Stratton 17-11 at the end of the first quarter of play. Plenty of games across the state going on right now. Johnson Brock leading Pawnee City after 1-23-6 out in the east. Parker Volk gives it over on the right wing to Poppy. Popped out of his hands by Nolan Elo. And Riley Fisher is going to check in here for Coach Eric Rippon. Our high school basketball brought to you by Certified Piedmontese Beef. Italian heritage bread, Nebraska-raised perfection. It's lean, it's tender, it's delicious, and it's shipped right to your doorstep anywhere in the country. Order at cpbeef.com. That's Certified Piedmontese Beef. Poppy gets the inbounds pass, swings it over to Collins on the left wing, right back up top to Jack. They've done an outstanding job on him. Elo's been covering the freshman. They'll get it to Volk, right back over to Poppy, even fighting through the screen. Poppy, frustrated, brings it in anyway. Elo got a hand on it. The ball's knocked away. We're off to the races at the other end. Fisher had to pull up. Numbers weren't there. He's stuck in the right-hand corner to Simmons. Out top, they're looking for a three. Hadwiger instead drives 360 to the hoop. Too strong. Follow shot. Good. Scout Simmons. Simmons picks up the trash and puts it back in the bucket for a 40-32 lead. Dedimore bumps into Fisher, blocking foul on Riley. That'll be the first foul on Riley Fisher. Falls City Sacred Heart, 10-6 over Diller O'Dell after one. At the end of the first quarter, Hershey leads Highline, 13-8. Ogallala leads Sydney, 17-14. Inbounds to Volk, had to jump high in the air to get it away from Hadwiger at the free throw line. Poppy gets it into the corner to Williams. He's already got a three, drives into the paint, takes it at Hadwiger, and puts it up and in. Well defended. And Jaden Williams now with 13 points in the ball game. 40-34, Amherst. Simmons puts his head down, runs into the defender, and we're going to get another blocking foul. Both teams have used a 30-second timeout. Obviously, want to use them for strategy later on. The third foul on Jake Collinson. But I think you're looking at some young men that are a little tired out there, especially with not going deep down the bench. And the free throw on the way, and it's good. Simmons continues the good free throw shooting for both of these ball clubs. And the second free throw now. Simmons on the way, and it's good. 16 out of 17 at the line for Amherst. 42-34. 7 out of 8 at the line for Donovan Trumbull. Ball at the top of the circle. Volk off the screen. Get it to Dedimore. They just haven't been getting good looks at threes. Here's a give and go back underneath. Bennett, nice move on the assist from Williams. Tyson Bennett with his third bucket of the basketball game. So we're bouncing back and forth between 6 and 8 points. Hadwiger trying to back down on Williams. Got him good defense. Down to the back cut. Here comes Elo. Layup. Good. Good design. Set play there. Hadwiger on the assist. Getting a lot of assists both ways in this basketball game. It's the only way to get somebody open. 44-36. What?
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
All right, we're back with you here on KKPR. The score is 46-38. Hadwiger just scored for Amherst after Donovan Trumbull got a bucket down low from Tyson Bennett. Minute 45 to go here in the third quarter of play. Off the left elbow, driving in, getting bumped. Williams and Hadwiger got the foul. Got crossed over. I will say this. One official has made about 75% of the calls. That's just being in the rotation at that spot. Tage Hadwiger with his third personal foul. So he's got three. Riesland has three. Three on Collinson for Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull will lob it up top here. Down by eight. Driving in, Adelham knocks the ball out of the hands of Bennett. Scramble, he's got it. Outlet pass to Hadwiger. Turnover, Donovan Trumbull. Outlet pass into the front court. Elo gets it back out top. Here's Adelung for three, and he's got it. Austin Adelung now has 11 points. And we're going to get a timeout. Donovan Trumbull. They couldn't get it inside six, and now the biggest lead of the ball game is at 11. 1:14 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Amherst 49, Donovan Trumbull 38. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
All right, out of the timeout, right underneath the Jaden Williams. Couldn't get the shot. Kicks it out. Volk fakes the three. Drives in. Knocked out of his hands. Foul on Elo. Second foul on Nolan. Fifth team foul here on Amherst. Donovan Trumbull has only been called for two fouls here in the half. It was not a shooting foul. Our high school basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Inbounds pass. Poppy finally gets a three away, and it's way short. Right into the hands of Scout Simmons. Only the second three attempt into the quarter, and Donovan Trumbull is flustered. Up top with 45 seconds to go. Adelung in an 11-point lead, 49-38. Ball between the circles to Nolan Elo. Not going to play for the last shot. He'll drive, poked away, got it back, throws it out top to Simmons. He'll hold the ball. Poppy putting a little shadow on him. Adelung right back to him. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. The six-point halftime lead out to 11, trying to force it inside, deflect it over to Riesland, back to Simmons. Riley Fisher open in the right-hand corner. 10 seconds to go. Simmons got caught, just threw the ball away. Picked off by Dedimore. Dedimore, two on one, and his bounce pass going to be kicked by Elo to save the layup with 5 seconds to go. Donovan really needs a bucket. And they will take it out in front of their own bench. 5 seconds. Volk to throw it in. Well, no. Coach Burr says, get out of here. You go post up. Instead, it'll be Bennett to throw it in. He gets it to Dedimore. Dedimore looks for a screen, didn't get one. Step back three, it's no good, and that is the end of the third quarter of play as Donovan Trumbull is outscored 17-12 for the second straight quarter. It's Amherst 49 and Donovan Trumbull 38. This is the C29 District Championship on the Vine.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Gillespie Ag Service in Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
If you find yourself wondering,
But do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. The long answer is a bit more personal and might include things like student loan debt, mortgage payments, or funeral expenses. No matter what stage of life you're in, or what expenses you might leave behind, life insurance coverage is a smart move. Contact me, Rick Smith, your local Farm Bureau agent in Kearney at 308-234-2222 to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
All right, we're back here to start the fourth quarter of play. And Donovan Trumbull's going to be aggressive, take it right to the hoop. We're going to get a foul called. It's going to be on Elo. That'll be his third. Team sixth, and Jaden Williams will go to the line. He's 2 for 2. He leads the team with 13 points, and he knocks this free throw home. And the next free throw is also good by Williams. So a start they needed, getting some points on the board, 49-40. Halftime, St. Cecilia leading Thayer Central 13-12. Now for Amherst. Got to get some good shots. Back cut, they get it to Riesland. Riesland kicks it into the corner. Back out, Adelung for three. He can catch and shoot. It's all the way down and out. No good. Ball's on the floor. Riesland grabs it, and they allow the timeout. Carter Riesland on the offensive rebound. Gets the rebound and the timeout, and it looks like Amherst is going to go ahead and use a full-length timeout. Just underway in the fourth quarter, it's Amherst 49, Donovan Trumbull 40, here on the Vibe 98.9.
Family-owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our four locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rink and pivot part and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rink and pivot.
Looking for your next vehicle? With the ongoing inventory shortage and unpredictable markets, look to your local family-owned dealership at Hastings Ford Lincoln for guidance and reassurance. We're the same dealership that made a bold commitment to not sell any of our new vehicles over MSRP when prices started to rise over 3 years ago, a commitment which we proudly continue to honor still to this day. Many things may have changed since then, but rest assured that our values and commitments have not. Join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
On the inbound, it's going to be stolen away, and Williams is going to go coast to coast and get the layup here for Donovan Trumbull. They tried that lob in top, and Donovan Trumbull scouted it well out of the timeout. Hadwiger brings it to the high post, loses his dribble, looks for a cutter, kicks it back out. Adelung, the fan intensity has riveted up immensely here over the last 5 minutes. We're only a minute gone here in this fourth quarter of play. 49-42, ball to Riesland on the left elbow. Back to the basket, gives it to Hadwiger. Three-point land, crossover, working on Collison. Gets in, forces it up off the glass and in. He had the double team and still hit the tough shot. Tage Hadwiger now with a game-high 19 points in the ball game. The numbers at the line, 16 of 17 for Amherst, 7 of 8 for Donovan Trumbull. Williams again, the clear out, takes it right at him. Spin move over Riesland, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Scout Simmons. They are dominating the glass. Hadwiger almost knocked away. Poppy to Elo for three, and it's good. The second three of the ball game by Nolan Elo. And another timeout will be called right here with 6:17 to go in quarter number four. And this one taken by Donovan Trumbull. They will have two timeouts remaining. Just over 6 minutes remaining in the ball game. The lead back to 12. 54-42, Amherst on top here on the Vibe.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Being a part of the community has always meant something special to us here at MNB Bank. We enjoy supporting our local youth as they embark on their athletic journey. Best of luck to our Donovan Trumbull athletes this postseason. MNB Bank, always here when you need us. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Nathan Dietz and the entire crew here at Amherst for their hospitality. As we continue, our high school basketball brought to you by Currency makes financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. 6:17 remaining in the basketball game, and it is a 54-42 lead here for Amherst. They've led from start to finish. Donovan Trumbull now looking at a zone. Amherst switching up out of the timeout, going to a 1-3-1. Try and confuse Donovan Trumbull. First time we've seen this. Skip pass in the right-hand corner to Bennett. And a blocking foul going to be called here on the Amherst Broncos. Scout Simmons will get his third. And that is the seventh foul on Amherst compared to two on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half. A 1-1 for Tyson Bennett. He's got a surprisingly nice number of 8 points. His first free throw of the game, though, hits the front of the rim, no good. And another rebound for Carter Riesland. Outlet pass. They've got a 2-on-0 and driving in another foul on Poppy, but Elo can't finish. He didn't foul him too hard. Elo normally would have finished that baby off. Third foul on Poppy. And now Nolan will go to the line for the first time. He's got 8 points. Hit a three already in this quarter. And the free throw bouncing around and in. 55-42. The lead continues to steadily grow here for Amherst. And it's on the way and in. 56-42. That's a 14-point lead. The largest deficit of the year for Donovan Trumbull. Parker Volk with it on the left wing. Bennett up top, looks for it. They go to Williams instead. To Poppy, got to get him involved. Starts to drive into the double team into the corner. Dedamore for three, won't go. 3 of 13. Bennett, though, gets a rare offensive rebound. Out for three, Williams. It's short. Rebound ripped down by Carter Reeson. His 10th of the ball game. He has had an incredible game here, and a foul as Scout Simmons gets shoved down by Caden Dedamore as he was trapped between him and Poppy. Second foul on Dedamore. Ogallala leads Sydney at halftime in a surprisingly close game, 24-19. Freeman 16, Tri-County 11 at the end of one. Lincoln Lutheran leading Lincoln Christian after three, 48-43. Bridgeport leading Layton 27-13 at the half. Scottsbluff leading Gehring 38-24 at the half. Back to the basketball game here. Hadwiger comes to the left baseline, fires it in the corner. Adelon catch and shoot three. Almost went. I think he was actually behind the backboard. Dedamore gets the rebound. I've got 5 of 12 from three-point land from Amherst. It just seems like it's better than that. Off the screen. Top of the circle, Bennett. Bennett drives right side of the lane, cut off by Adelon. Tries to swing it over to Williams in the right-hand corner, and Hadwiger goes up and steals it. 8 turnovers for Donovan Trumbull. 9 in the basketball game for Amherst. Hadwiger lowers the shoulder, and I think they're going to call Williams for a little bump out here before he takes it to the hoop. All of a sudden, the fouls are starting to even out. Third foul on Jaden Williams. And we should say 6 threes in the game. Going for 7, Scout Simmons. Simmons with his second three. And Amherst at home has extended it to 17 over number one Donovan Trumbull. Dedamore comes in. Nice bounce pass underneath. The layup is good by Jaden Williams. And we will get a 30-second timeout by Donovan Trumbull. But they're only going to have one remaining. 4:13 to go in a basketball game. Amherst 59, Donovan Trumbull 44. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
High school basketball on the Vibe 98.9, brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. For innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help you lead the field this season and beyond. Well, we are back here at Amherst for tonight's top-of-the-line basketball. Elsewhere, Hershey leading Highline at the half, 28-17. Aurora leading Central City at the half, 16-14, so that's Aurora style. Inbounds, Amherst turns it over. Turned it over against the full court pressure, and Donovan Trumbull with it, but they're down 15 with 4 minutes to go. Poppy up top. The threes have been forced lately to Bennett, to Dedamore. Dedamore off the screen, right block, behind the backboard. Stops, has to lob it out top, got it to Jaden Williams. Williams inside to Volk, back to Dedamore. He's got to look at a three. It's on the way. It's short. And the rebound comes out into the corner to Hadwiger. Just the third of the game for Hadwiger. Baseball pass, cherry pick, and this time Elo lays it up and in. Seven in the corner for Elo. He's got 12 in a ball game, 61-44. So Amherst gets away with the turnover. Dedamore for three more. It's short yet again. Another rebound by Hadwiger. He is fouled. And a little desperation mode now for Donovan Trumbull. Don't blame him. And Poppy twists his ankle on that foul. It is his fourth foul. It is the 16th foul, so we're not shooting a one-and-one yet, but he stepped on a foot or got stepped on. He is not enjoying life right now. Full court pressure, get it into Hadwiger. They double him, and again, Poppy jumps in the air, steals it, wrap around Dedamore, layup. Oh, what about didn't go? Dedamore will get the layup off of another Amherst turnover. Having trouble with the full court pressure. Throw over the top here. Hadwiger's into the front court. Hands it off to Scout Simmons. Simmons off the screen. Comes into the paint. Volk makes him take the shot. It's no good. It's out of bounds to Donovan Trumbull. Well, he was pretty much totally out of control, Simmons. And even though there was some contact, they weren't going to bail him out there with a defensive foul. 3:05 remaining in the game. Number three Amherst leading number one Donovan Trumbull, 61-46. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have the final stats for you and, of course, a chat with both of the coaches. 61-46, 3 minutes to go. Brett backing up. Jaden Williams got the three to go. Williams with nine in the quarter. That's the first three-pointer they've made in the second half. And that'll make it 61-49. And a foul going to be called. Both teams in the one-and-one. Collinson will be called for his fourth personal foul. Team fouls are even at seven apiece. At the half, the St. Paul boys lead Centura 14-12. And at the line, Tage Hadwiger to shoot the one-and-one, and it's good. 20 points now for Tage. 62-49, 2:45 to go. Third quarter, they expanded the lead from 6-14, and they've kept it, and they finally missed one. Jaden Williams will get the rebound. 8 of 9 at the line for Hadwiger. Spin move, Dedamore finds room underneath the hoop, lays it up and in. Dedamore now with 9. 62-51. 2.5 to go. Adelung in the backcourt. Trap, ball stolen away. Poppy gives it off to Dedamore, and another layup. And a timeout, Amherst. And Donovan Trumbull's fans are getting back into the ball game with 2:23 remaining. It's Amherst 62, Donovan Trumbull 53. Timeout on the floor brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, by the Broncos, as they lead it now by just 9.
Allo is turning 20 this year, and we plan to celebrate all year long. Since 2003, Allo has vowed to put customers first and deliver a drastically different experience. No matter where you live, work, or play, we believe you deserve an affordable, secure, and reliable connection. We're proud to have served our businesses and residents with seriously fast fiber optic service for 2 decades. Thank you for trusting Allo as your local internet, phone, and TV provider. Follow us on social media to know about the 20th anniversary celebrations in all our Allo communities.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth, Doug Duda at a full Amherst Gymnasium. Full court pressure being put on by Donovan Trumbull yet again. And a foul on the inbounds. Dedamore trying to get the steal from Hadwiger. And for Caden, that'll be his third. But again, both teams have been playing really only 6 players. Foul situation for Donovan Trumbull. Poppy and Collinson with 4. Williams and Dedamore with 3. For Amherst, Elo with 4. Rieslin, Simmons, and Hadwiger all with 3. And the front end of the 1-1 for Tage Hadwiger is good. 21 points. If this thing got to overtime, we might be playing with guys that haven't seen the floor tonight. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Hadwiger hits them both. 64-53, 2:20 to go. Donovan Trumbull got it from 17 down to 9. Amherst fans to their feet. Get the ball to Jaden Williams. Bumps off Rieslin and scores. Williams now with 11 in the quarter, 24 in the game. Full court pressure again, and we'll get a foul. 64-55. And it looks like that'll be the story of the game. Overplay the ball in the backcourt if you have to. And it's the fourth on Caden Dedamore. Kellen Burr's got to get a designated fouler in there. Or a couple. As Scout Simmons goes to the line for one more 1-1, and he knocks it down. He's 5 of 5 at the line. He has 13 points. 65-55. Final score, Holdridge 70, Cozad 68. Second free throw also good. They're making them tonight, folks. 66-55. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Dedamore, top of the circle, gives it to Williams. Williams hands it off to Poppy. He'll get a 3 away, and it's good. Jack Poppy with his first 3 since the first quarter of play. And 3 for 2, 66-58. They get it in the front court. Adelon over to Hadwiger. And Jaden Williams breathed on him and got the foul. That'll be the fourth foul on Jaden Williams. He's only committed 2, but he's been called for 4. And that'll be the 10th foul. So 2 free throws here for Hadwiger. And the first one is going to bounce in. 67-58. And Kellen Burr still has not put in somebody that doesn't have any fouls. He's got a whole roster full of guys with 4 out there. Second free throw, front of the rim and in. 5 of 6 in the quarter. 24 points for Hadwiger. 68-58, minute 45 to go. Here's Volk. Volk, top of the circle with the basketball to Poppy. Poppy, a longer 3. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Hadwiger. And then an immediate foul. And Dedamore, it looks like, is fouled out of the ball game as he was looking for the jump ball. So Caden Dedamore had 6 in the quarter. He finishes with 11 points, 1 rebound, 1:33 to go. And again, the big story here is both teams are still going to go to the district final. If they don't lose again, they'll meet again in the state semis. Norfolk Catholic over Lutheran High tonight, 62-39. Hadwiger making 11 at the line tonight. This will be his 14th and 15th free throw. Jake Collison checks in. 68-58 Amherst, 1:33 remaining in the basketball game. I thought Donovan Trumbull would have an advantage with their bench. They just didn't use it tonight.
So Coach Burr thought that they were about as deep as Amherst, as the free throw is good. The Broncos are not opening the door at all. 69-58. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. 70-58, a 12-point lead here. A vast difference than what we saw Tuesday night with Amherst. Williams with it. They open the lane. He moves in on Riesland, leans into him, scoops it up, and scores. Jaden Williams, it's been his quarter, but it's just not going to be enough. 70-60 into the front court. Simmons over to Adelung. They try to trap him. Back out to Simmons. And there's the foul. With a minute 12 to go. This one will be on Tyson Bennett. He's the only one that isn't really in trouble, him and Volk. Second foul on Bennett. Scout Simmons is at the line. And the first free throw is good. 71-60. Second free throw. Could be the best free throw shooting I've ever seen, especially in a postseason game. And, of course, that one rims out. Rebound brought down by Jaden Williams. I'd waited this long to say it. Into the front court. Here comes Poppy. He's just going to take it all the way in, draw contact, and we're going to get a blocking foul with 103 to go. Scoop shot didn't go, so he's got to earn it the old-fashioned way. And the foul will be the fourth on Carter Riesland. Two free throws for Jack Poppy. He's 2 of 2 at the line, but held to 10 points. Free throw on the way. It's good. 71-61. I kind of always figure a minute. You've seen teams come back from 10. That's about all you can have. And you can't let it get it back to that again. Second free throw now for Poppy. On the way, and it's good. So it's down to 9. 71-62. Amherst gets it in to Hadwiger. Try to trap him. They throw over the top to Adelung. They got a 2-on-1. Austin brings it into the paint, not even looking to shoot. Throws it out to Hadwiger. They want the clock to run. Hadwiger. See, Williams doesn't want to foul him because he'll foul out of the game. They try to tie him up, and we got a timeout called by Amherst. It was right in front of their bench. Eric Rippon calls the timeout. They'll each have one timeout remaining. 50 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Amherst, 71. And Donovan Trumbull, 62. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
We have a final on ESPN Tri-Cities. Adams Central avenges last week's loss to Kearney Catholic. They led the whole way 40-31. Here we've got 50 seconds to go. Amherst in the front court trying to get it in. They find Hadwiger right back to Elo. Elo steps through the double team. Barely got it to Adelung. Skip pass back over to Elo. He's holding the ball, waiting to be fouled. They're trying to chase him down. Good job of keep away. Hadwiger to Simmons. They're not fouling because they have 4. And it looks like maybe they've decided this is it. And finally a foul with 29 seconds, but 20 seconds ran off the clock. And at the line again will be Scout Simmons. The foul is the third on Tyson Bennett. Again, Dedemore's already fouled out. Poppy, Collinson, Williams, they all have 4. Free throw, Simmons, good. 72-62, Amherst. Second free throw, good. 30 seconds to go. Poppy will bring the ball up the floor. On Elo, gives it to Bennett. Can't get the 3 away. Back over to Poppy. A contested 3 on the way. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Hadwiger. Outlet pass to Elo. And this time, instead of trying to dunk it, he'll just lay it up and in. One more chance here for Donovan Trumbull. 8 seconds to go. Williams pulls up, fires the 3. It's no good. And that is the ball game. Amherst says, we're number one. As the Broncos lead from start to finish. And we got the kind of game we expected. It's just that Amherst wouldn't give up the lead. The Broncos, 75. The Cardinals, 62 in front of a full house. And now hopefully these teams can continue to play this well as they go into a district on either Monday or Tuesday and eventually, hopefully for both teams, the state tournament on down the line as they'll be in that 2-3 seed. Amherst, 23-1. Donovan Trumbull, 23-2. Thayer Central leading Hastings St. Cecilia at the end of three quarters, 18-17 on KHAS Radio. And then again, as we told you, Adams Central just finished off Kearney Catholic by a score of 40-31. When we come back, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll talk with the coaches. We'll have some final stats. So stay with us here on The Vibe 98.9.
It was a Friday, and I had that whole weekend not knowing just that I had breast cancer. And I waited for the phone call, and I took actions into my own hand to find Chopur.
I'm the medical oncologist hematologist at Mary Lanning Hospital at Morrison Cancer Center.
Even though he is not originally from here, he knows the Nebraska ways.
Nebraskans are honest, hardworking, open-minded, open-hearted people. They are always ready to fight back. And that is something I have admired because I have it in my blood too.
He's not just your doctor. He's your friend. He's there to take care of you. He's kind of like family.
My name is Dr. Sitka Chopur, and I am a Nebraskan at heart.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. I want to remind the Amherst and Fort Kearney Conference fans, we're following the Amherst girls to Stromsburg tomorrow night. They play Cross County at 7. We will have that for you with our pregame at about 6:40 on ESPN Kearney, 92.1 FM and 1460 AM. We're looking forward to bringing you that basketball game. We will also have here on the Vibe 98.9 Pleasanton at McCool Junction, and that game will get underway at 6:30 tomorrow night here on the Vibe. Heck of a ball game, a lot of good ones, and we're going to keep you up to date on everything else that's going on. Central City and Aurora tied at 22 at the end of the third quarter of play. So quite a few basketball games, and quite a few of them are low scoring. Wakefield in C2 leading Wisner-Pilger at the end of three, 46-32. North Platte St. Pat's leading Maywood Hayes Center at the end of three, 35-25 is the score in that contest. Let's take a look unofficially at some of the final numbers that we had as the crowd all over the place. We'll wait our turn to talk to the coaches. I know we've got a lot of newspaper and I think even some TV here, so we'll get to Eric Rippon and Kellen Burr to talk about it. 75-62, Amherst with the win, and the Amherst players coming out of the locker room. Jack Poppy for Donovan Trumbull, 12 points, one rebound, and I know I'm a little low on the rebounds, but talking here with Buck Mahoney of the Hub, I'm not off that many. They just didn't get any tonight. 12-1 for Jack. Caden Dedamore, 11 points, one rebound. Jake Collinson hit a three in the first quarter. That was it. He had one rebound. Tyson Bennett, 8 points, a couple of rebounds. Parker Volk, 2 points, two rebounds. And it was Jaden Williams tonight. He had half of his points in the fourth quarter. He finished with 26 points, four rebounds in the contest. So only six players scored. That's basically all. They did bring in Van Deese for just a moment in the first half. 26 points in the first half, 36 in the second half. I had Donovan Trumbull for 62 points, 11 rebounds, 11 out of 13 at the free throw line, 5 of 21 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers. overall, I mean, you made your free throws. You didn't turn the basketball over. Got killed on the boards. That was one of the big ones. And the fouls. Amherst was at the line a lot more tonight. So Donovan Trumbull will fall to 23-2 on the season. We will take a look at the final numbers for the victorious Amherst Broncos after this on the New West postgame show.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet Buick Lexington.
Gillespie Ag Service and Amherst is a very proud supporter of the Amherst team and coaches and wish them the best of luck. Gillespie Ag Service, your Pioneer seed dealer. The world depends on farmers, but who can farmers depend on? At Pioneer, our teams are dedicated to serving farmers year-round. Pioneer, an American seed brand since 1926.
Being a part of the community has always meant something special to us here at MNB Bank. We enjoy supporting our local youth as they embark on their athletic journey. Best of luck to our Donovan Trumbull athletes this postseason. MNB Bank, always here when you need us. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Amherst and the New West postgame show. Somebody pulled the fire alarm, so that's buzzing in the background. But let's go ahead now and take a look at the final numbers for the Amherst Broncos. And what a ball game as they had the six players that they played all score, four of them in double figures. Austin Adelung, 11 points and two rebounds. Then you had Nolan Elo with 14 points, two rebounds and a block. Riley Fisher, 2 points. Carter Riesland got off to such a great start, all five of his points in the first quarter of play. He had 10 rebounds and two block shots. Scout Simmons, 17 points, 7 rebounds. And Tage Hadwiger, excellent night tonight. 26 points, 6 rebounds. 26 points, 6 rebounds in the ball game for Tage Hadwiger. And overall in the basketball game for the Amherst Broncos, they had 32 points in the first half. Then they put up 43 in the second half, and they will finish with 75 points, 27 rebounds, an astounding 30 out of 33 at the free throw line, 7 of 14 from three-point land, 5 blocks, 12 turnovers, and Amherst will improve to 23-1 as they pick up the 75-62 victory here on the Vibe 98.9. And trying to get Coach Rippon working our way up here to talk about this sub-district championship win. And a lot of people weren't sure how this one was going to play out, but Amherst was able to get the lead and finish this one off. Oh, all your kids are here.
I know.
They were up here, man. Isn't that it? You just won the biggest game of the year, and you're still being dad, and it's just a good day for Amherst Broncos, isn't it?
Never.
Congratulations,
never
man.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's the difference? What was the difference in the ball game tonight?
You know, we probably just knocked down more threes. You know, honestly, we knew who was going to get more, you know, hot from the outside a little bit. You know, we kind of built that lead up in the first half that they, you know, it kind of gave us a little cushion, which was huge. You know, we didn't need to get out to a start like we did on Tuesday night. You know, we needed to jump on them early and really get our crowd involved because, you know, we knew their crowd was going to be huge tonight. And they're really loud. And, it's you know, this atmosphere was awesome. But, you know, honestly, Tage Hadwiger was probably the difference. You know, I mean, I know Williams had a huge night himself, and he's a solid player, but you know, you kind of got to give and take. What are you going to take away against them? What are they going to try to take away against us? We really didn't want Poppy to get going, and so we really tried to do a solid job on him, and I thought we did for the most part and whatnot. But and I think our effort, you know, just overall loose balls, I think we got a lot of 50-50 balls tonight.
Yeah, and you killed them on the boards.
Yeah.
You really hammered on the boards, which I think in turn led to the fouls, which allowed to get you to the free throw line. Do you know what you shot from the line tonight?
A couple of our players, our freshmen, keep stats for us on the sidelines. And I think they had us at 30 of 33.
That's what I had.
pretty
That's
phenomenal.
That's amazing.
Pretty
That's
phenomenal.
Amazing.
You know, and if you go look at our stats, you know, they may say that we're not the world's greatest free throw shooting team. You know, but we've got a lot of kids on this team, you know, in that top group that have played a lot of basketball, been in a lot of big games. This wasn't a big game for them. You know, this was just another big game, you know. And so they knew how to handle it. But, you know, I don't expect, you know, I don't know if we'll ever do that again, you know. But, you know, I kind of just told the guys before the game, I said, big-time players step up in big-time moments. And I thought we had some guys do that tonight.
We'll talk with Kellen here in a moment, but I really thought one of the big keys in this basketball game was that they would be a little deeper on the bench, especially since you didn't have Keegan. They didn't play any more guys than you did. This was six guys against six guys. They brought Van Diest in for about 40 seconds in the first half. I thought maybe fatigue would set in and you were able to, with that double-digit lead, give a couple turnovers there in the fourth quarter and have it not kill you.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of battled some foul trouble a little bit early on Tage and Scout that, you know, was put us in a tough spot. But, you know, when you only really have, you know, six guys to go to, you know, in games like these, it makes things a little bit tough. And that's why it's key that we hope to get Keegan back, you know, within the next week or so and whatnot. But, again, you know, you just turn to your guys, you know, being tired is a mindset. You know, it's being a mindset. And that's my, you know, motto to these guys, you know. You may think you're tired, but, you know, in a moment, you need to suck it up. You got to suck it up, and you just got to go. You can be tired now after the game. You can be tired tonight. We can be tired tomorrow, you know, but you can't be tired in the moment. And I thought, you know, our kids did a great job of staying in the moment and really just, you know, just really proud of them.
A couple more, and we'll let you out of here. This will be forgotten about, but I didn't forget about it. When you turn on the tape and you're going to watch this whole game, you just take a look at those first 2.5 minutes and tell me how great Carter Riesland was. He doesn't end up, he gets 5 points, but he does lead you in rebounding. Those 5 points were all in the first quarter. I think in the first 90 seconds, he had 4 points, a block, and 3 rebounds, and maybe even a steal in there. And that got you the lead, 7-2. You even forced a timeout, and it never got closer than, I think, 4 points after that.
Yeah, you know, Carter was the most, you know, most important kid on Tuesday. Carter was the most important kid, you know, to a point tonight. You know, he does a really good job. People want to continue to play off of him and not respect him, you know, from the three-point line, which is fine. He has really become a great cutter, you know. And so when we get to the paint, we have dudes that draw double teams. You've got a double Tage. You've got a double Nolan. You've got a double Scout when we get in there. And our guys are doing a really good job of finding Carter cutting and other guys cutting.
A lot of assists tonight.
And then Carter just defensively again. Williams had a good night. You know, we kind of messed up some things early on, and that's on me, you know, and put Carter out of position a little bit and whatnot. But Carter just battles his tail off. Carter again, isn't going to show up in the points. Carter does all the little things that we need him to do, and he's really accepted that role, and he's really fulfilling it. And, man, is he's come a long ways, and I couldn't be more proud of what he's done here the last couple weeks.
We talked about it before the game. So for the fans, what can you tell them about what's next, what you think might be happening, when you'll play? I know that's still all up in the air, depending on what happened in a couple other games tonight. But what does it look like as you have to come back either Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, I think we kind of had it figured out to be, unless something really crazy happens, you know, whoever kind of comes out of that Hershey High Line game or the Omaha Nation Oakland Craig game tomorrow. You know, if Oakland Craig wins, you know, and Highline loses, that probably solidifies, you know, Oakland Craig is the 16 and Hershey is the 15, and we probably get Hershey on our home court. If Highline wins, Highline, you know, will be the 16 seed and probably go down to Freeman, so we'll get, you know, the winner of Omaha Nation and Oakland then. So a lot of numbers still to figure out, and Oakland Craig and Omaha Nation don't play till tomorrow, so we kind of got to wait a little bit, but we'll really know after this Highline Hershey game tonight.
And Hershey was winning at last check of that ball game. And I guess one other thing that I was looking at really quickly here is that if your girls got through, were they going to play on Wednesday or Thursday, which would mean if they were playing Wednesday morning, that game would be Monday, and you'd fight like hell for that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't play until Thursday. So and I'm sure you're going to want to see how the girls do tomorrow and keep this whole thing going. And I'm going to let you get down there to the fans. And wherever you're at next week, hope to see you there.
Yeah, yeah, it's great to be a Bronco. We're glad to have you here, Doug.
Thanks, man. You even have the state cheer dance team.
Hey, man, awesome to those girls. Back to back, couldn't be happier for those girls. They do a heck of a job.
Thanks, Coach. Eric Rippon joining us here after their 75-62 victory. We'll try and get Kellen Burr to join us here in just a moment as well, as he's finishing up a couple of other interviews, and he is making his way here again. 75-62 the final. Looking at some other scores. We don't have anything too new. Lincoln Lutheran did beat Lincoln Christian 61-56 in boys basketball action tonight. And we'll give you some others. Tri-County leads Freeman with a minute to go, 35-33. That would change things for these two ball clubs. Tri-County leading Freeman 35-33. All right, we bring in Kellen Burr. You can both say before the game, well, it doesn't really matter what happens here. Okay, you're on the wrong side of this.
Right.
No, how do you feel?
Oh, I mean, going in, we never even talked about it. We didn't touch on the wild card at all. I think our kids knew that. We wanted to be a part of this game. We knew Amherst was a very, very good team, and we wanted to be a part of an atmosphere like this. It was great. Both communities showed out, and it was a lot of fun to play a part of it. And we definitely played to win. We didn't come in with this, like, hey, let's hide something. We wanted to see how we would play against, a high-caliber team in Amherst. And, you know, for me, Doug, I think it comes down to our defensive transition and their offensive rebounding, two just glaring places. I don't think we were very good from the free throw line either. But,
well, no, you weren't bad. You were 11 of 13. It's just that they were 30 of 33.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do. They shoot it really, really well. And, you know, we had a feeling going into this, like, hey, it could go our way in a big way. It could go their way in a big way. Or it could be a dogfight. And, you know, it started going their way in a big way there. And our kids, you know, until there's a shot clock, we decided we'd go ahead and just speed it up. And I told the kids, I'm like, well, this is going to get really ugly or we're going to come back. And our kids did a great job of battling. And, you know, that was just kind of the situation of it. I think to start the second half, they come out, they get 4 or 5 and extend it to 10 or 11. And, you know, there was just a couple plays. I know we miss a layup that would have cut it to 7, and they go down and bury a 3 in again, transition. And so it could have been a 7-point game. Instead, we're down 12, and you can't do that in big games like this.
Coming in, a lot of people were asking me, and I tried to be very cautious about what I said. But the one thing I did say is I thought that you guys would have, just from watching both teams a lot this year, that you would have an advantage after the first 5, but you only played 6 kids tonight. You've been playing more than that. What was the story there?
I just liked our matchup and our matchups in our top 6. We go 7, and you're getting into Ben Van Deese and then Tregan Barnes, and you're absolutely right. Those two have done a great job. Just didn't like the matchups, and that was my decision. They are great kids. They've done everything that I've asked of them, and I chose to go that way, and maybe that was a mistake. Maybe we got tired because of that, and now I'm going to be overcritical and look at everything that I could have done better as a coach. But, knowing that they're only going to go 6 deep as well probably played into that. And for me, it just came down to matchups.
Jaden Williams, Jaden and Taze, you're going to say, well, he didn't play good enough defense. Well, you had two outstanding athletes down there, and as Eric was saying, that you guys probably had to drop doubles down more than they had to double on you, although they were all over Jack tonight.
Yep. You could tell their game plan was to take Jack away, and they did a nice job of it. I got to do a better job getting Jack some looks. But you're absolutely right. It was great that Jaden Williams came back and played like that. Before Christmas, he was on a tear, man. He was playing really, really well for us. We got fire alarms and your sign falling down now. What else is next?
He doesn't like this Amherst wall.
For Jaden was playing really well before Christmas, and then he got wiped out on a dunk in our holiday tournament and sustained an injury. So it's taken him a while to get back. He missed 4 games, and he looked like himself tonight. And you're right, him and Tej are very similar players, and they went at each other. And that's all I got on that one.
Okay, I asked Eric the same thing. For the Donovan Trumbull fans, what does this mean for who you play and when you play next week, as much as that you know at this moment?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Hastings St. Cecilia if they won tonight.
Let me see if I got that final for you. St. Cecilia did It was 18-17 going into the fourth quarter. I think they're still playing because they were a half hour behind us on the tip time. That was the last. Thayer was up by one in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, if St. Cecilia wins, I thought we had them. And then David City Aquinas, if they'd upset Cross County, I thought the three teams we'd see would be Omaha Nation, David City Aquinas if they won, and then Hastings St. Cecilia, which how about that? Live or die, Donovan Trumbull St. Cecilia.
that would get them rocking in the gym once again.
Absolutely.
Well, you've done a bunch of interviews. Let me get you out of here.
Sounds good.
Enjoy it. It's been a great season. It'll continue, and we'll see you down at State, if not next week.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Kellen. Kellenberg, head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Our final score tonight, 75-62. Maywood Hay Center tried to come back, but they fall by one to North Platte St. Pat's, 40-39. Wahoo simply destroys the defending state champions from Ashland Greenwood, 64-32. But again, both of those teams will move on. Waiting for the final on that Freeman game. They did take the lead with 22 seconds to go. They're up 37-35. Central City was up three on Aurora with a minute 15 to go. Parkview Christian in the big D2 game did beat Osceola by a score of 71-58. So final score, Freeman 39 and Tri-County 35. So Freeman does get the win. Ogallala, big second half to beat Sydney, 65-43. Our high school basketball is brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. Been a great one tonight. Pleasure to have you with us again. Our radio games this evening, just finishing up. It was Adams Central over Kearney Catholic by a score of 40-31. Also here, 75-62. Amherst, 26 points for Tage Hadwiger, 17 for Scout Simmons, 14 for Nolan Elo, 11 from Austin Adelung, and Amherst was 30 of 33 from the free throw line. For Donovan Trumbull, Jaden Williams, 26, Jack Poppy, 12, and Caden Dedimore had 11 in that basketball game. We'll wrap it up in a moment.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Doug Duda saying, join us again this weekend for more high school basketball. Tomorrow night it's the girls' district final here on The Vibe. It'll be Pleasanton at McCool Junction at 6:30 on ESPN Kearney. The Amherst girls will be at Cross County in Stromsburg. That tips off at 7 o'clock on ESPN Hastings. St. Cecilia will be taking on Bancroft Rosalie at 7. And on KHAS tomorrow, Adams Central will be taking on Syracuse, and that's an early start at 6 o'clock. Then Saturday night on ESPN Tri-Cities, the Kearney High boys will be hosting Lincoln Pius X, and tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Bridgeport and Layton headed to overtime. Dundee County Stratton over Hitchcock County, 63-42. Central City, after having a game tied at 22 going into the fourth, beats Aurora 34-25. Johnson Brock over Pawnee City, 68-43. All scores that just came across here in the last minute. And St. Cecilia clips Thayer Central 29-27. Again, it was Amherst 75, Donovan Trumbull 62 from Amherst. Good night.
Thank you for being a part of this 98.9 The Vibe High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, go to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to 98.9 The Vibe.